Goldman Sachs predicts that the global oil supply might be less than the demand for oil for the first time in 2 years. And oil prices have been inching up. They hit a six-month high yesterday and could reach $50 a barrel soon for the first time since November. Of course, that's not the, you know, $100 a barrel it once was, but you may see prices inch up as well at the pumps. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal is here for a look. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
And as we've reported, there's been a surplus of oil for a while now. We've talked many times about how natural gas cut into crude sales. Saudi Arabia kept production up, further flooding the market. They wanted to keep their enemy, Iran, from selling oil. There's been less demand around the world. So that's why the market was, you know, flooded with oil. But what's behind the drop in supply now?
Right. Well, you know, it is a pretty big moment when we hit that tipping point where there's a global glut of crude, you know, then where it's been, you know, or we've been at a glut of crude from where it's been a deficit. And really, there's a few, you know, emergency factors that are behind it right now. There have been these Canadian outages caused by rampant wildfires that have caused supply disruptions. And also in Nigeria, there's been a stoppage. That's due to some attacks on the oil infrastructure there. And that's at the same time that the U.S. production has started to decline. That's as U.S. companies have been slashing their spending on new drilling.
Yeah, in Nigeria, these attacks on the oil infrastructure have literally cut that country's production in half. So that's quite a bit. And what kind of ripple effects are there in the stock market when you see now a rise in oil prices?
Well, rising oil prices are actually overall pretty good for the market, and the stocks have been rallying. They rallied yesterday, and that's mostly attributable to this rise in oil prices and the recovery in oil and gas prices. One thing that does do, however, is it's raising consumer prices. We just got some new consumer price numbers. They're up 0.4% in April, and that means that the U.S. Central Bank is going to be looking at raising interest rates in June, and so this could factor into that. They try to keep inflation at around 2%, and they've been struggling to keep it at 2%, and once it goes above that, they really want to potentially raise interest rates, and that can have an impact on the markets.
Well, and the rises in consumer prices, is that because of the increase, in the cost of oil? Is that the increase in the cost of making things and trucking them around?
Oh, precisely that.
Yeah.
And gas prices going up as well. So it's hitting the consumer, starting to hit the consumer.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. You know, people and anecdotally in our office are saying, yeah, I think I'm seeing it tick up a little bit. It's been so low. But we're heading into the summer season. So should people be factoring in that you might have to pay more for gas?
Likely so. How much? We don't know. But the International Energy Association is saying that they expect the second half of this year prices are going to continue to rise. And there are a lot. You know, Nigeria may sort out its problems and be able to return to full production. Presumably, they'll put out those fires and the workers will be able to go back to work in Canada. But overall, we are seeing more people filling up larger cars again, increasing demand. And so things are starting to balance out and prices are going to start to recover.
Yep. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Well, recover for people who buy and sell it, but not for consumers.
Right, exactly.
Jason, thanks so much.
Thank you.